Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Let's do it here. We got to do it. This might be the most important five reasons I hate you that we've done all season. Because this is the 2020 version, you know, the 2020s, this decade. This is the Neo version of the New England Patriots. You know, this is the dynasty that needs to be stopped. And we couldn't stop the first one. It took 20 years to eradicate Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. But the Texans can at least play a small part in curtailing whatever the Chiefs have going on right now. We're doing it for America, by God.
They're doing it for the purity of the NFL and all that is good. In this league, which is supposed to have the most parity in professional sports, hasn't felt like that these last few years,
Certainly
Sean.
Certainly not. No.
Hasn't felt like that at all. So, for the good of football, America, God, and orphans that who are unanimously despise the Chiefs, we need to go ahead and take care of business.
Indeed. All right, so let's do this. Five reasons I hate you. And these are five new reasons from the ones that we used a month ago on on December the 21st is when the game was. All right, so let's do number five here, and this is something you brought up earlier. Patrick Mahomes and his wife Brittany just welcomed their third child into the world this past week, if I'm not mistaken, right?
This is the biggest indicator yet that the Chiefs have gotten a little too overconfident. The fact that Mahomes couldn't exercise enough discipline to hold off and pull out for another month or two, that, you know, to get it when, okay, maybe you have the baby a couple weeks after the Super Bowl or something. I think he just doesn't care anymore.
Right.
You know, like, you've been married for a while now. Was the passion just too great that in that moment you lost your focus? A Bush League move by Pat Mahomes having a child in December.
He's like that kid playing video games, like back in the day, like playing Space Invaders, where you got like three turns at it.
Yeah.
Who like intentionally gets killed the first two turns just to see if he can complete the whole game with just one guy. You know what
I
mean? Like like a higher degree of difficulty. Like, now for my next trick, I'm going to have a kid right in the middle of the playoffs. I'm going to try and make it, a whole lot harder on myself and see what I can do.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, having this child, if it is indeed his, in December, is just really, really shows a lack of focus, I think.
Well, I would say if it's not his, it also shows a lack of focus, you know, just of a different
type. In any regard,
like,
there's almost no which way you can look at it.
Keep your eyes on your woman, man.
Yeah.
All right, so that's number five. Number four, their owner, whose name is Clark Hunt, doesn't deserve all this success. He is cheap. He is like super cheap. I was doing some reading up on this yesterday as I was scouring the internet for reasons to hate the Chiefs. His franchise routinely gets Fs in that NFLPA report card that players grade ownership on. He got like an F minus last year from his players that are in that building. Supposedly, he's doing one of these things where he's got two states right now on the string negotiating against each other for stadiums. Like, you know, so he doesn't have to pay any of his money. He's super cheap. And he looks like one of those soccer dads that you just want to punch in the face. You know?
Oh,
like,
he's wearing a vest.
He's got like the foofy, like side feathered hair. He looks like he looks like one of those dads who's like, why isn't my kid in?
I'm guessing the picture that you saw that really set you off was the one where that pops up when you Google him. It's from the Harvard Club of Dallas, where he's sitting with his ring on.
No,
it's on that website. The website, the Harvard Club of Dallas. He's sitting there, like posed like he's in the Step Brothers poster or something, in front of the trophy.
Yeah,
the trophy, which is named after somebody who actually earned his way in life.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, the old man,
his granddaddy, whoever it was.
Yeah, the old man. Yeah. Yeah. So Clark Hunt, like, go look him up. Like, just if you look up that picture and tell me you don't want to just smack him in the face, then you're a better person than I am. All right, number three.
He looks like he should be playing some kind of twisted game with Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd, you know? Like, just like toying with the little people's lives.
Exactly what I was thinking.
Which is what he's doing. That's what he looks at his players, apparently. He's like, these bums.
F-.
They don't deserve carpet in the locker room.
F-. Yeah, that's exactly right. They don't deserve chairs in the locker room. What are we talking about? Number three, the cockiness of Chiefs fans. We just heard some of it with Carrington Harrison, who just joined us. And I love Carrington, but boy, did he set people off. He can go bleep himself. Get this a-hole off my radio. You guys flooded the text page. I'm getting texts from friends of mine who are listening saying, who is this guy? Nick Wright, who I love and adore, probably the primary example of this. Here is Nick Wright of FS1, formerly Sports Radio 610.
It's not a bye. Okay. It is, however, the Chiefs' final practice of the year.
You got to go hard.
And here, I told this to Greg yesterday. And we can show you Mahomes' numbers in this round. It's very simple. LeVar Ball style, never lost. Never turned the ball over.
All right, so he goes on to explain that the season for the Chiefs doesn't really start until the conference title game.
Yeah, he says the season is a two-game season. The conference title game and the Super Bowl. Yeah. And that's it. That's where everything else is just prelude to next week's game. So, this is when you get to the point where, I mean, Carrington Harrison was talking a lot of smack, but he wasn't even talking about the Texans specifically. That's where you get hubris, Sean. You get a little bit of overconfidence, where you start to get to feel like, well, this is just what happens. This is our preordained spot.
Yeah.
Every good movie or story you watch, that ends with a comeuppance of some sort.
God, this would be the greatest week of radio ever coming up if they can pull this off, man. This would be amazing if they were able to do this.
Do it for us, Texans.
Yeah, yeah.
If you can't do it for America, do it for the inventors of the Circle of Swarm.
Yes, yes, yes. When Seth says us, he's specifically talking about me and him, like the two of us. Yeah, not us, like the city. Like, no, me and Payne and Pendergast. Number two. This is just PTSD, man. Like, the Tank Dell touchdown happened on that field 4 weeks ago.
CJ fakes the give, boots out to the right, there's pressure, steps back, now fires to the end zone, and caught. Tank Dell, touchdown Houston! Stroud to Dell, they score and can tie the game with the extra point. And Dell is slow to get up.
Yeah,
and he hung on to the ball.
And he hung on to the ball. Thank you, Mark. That was really good. He hung on to the ball. He was slow to get up was an understatement. He had to be scooped up off the mat, and
This is more about just not even hating the Chiefs, but hating the entire geographic region of Missouri and Kansas, I suppose.
Okay.
The temerity to be called Kansas City when you're in Missouri, I say as I drive out towards Missouri City, Texas. But
it's different. It borders. I think you could say that Missouri City is a tribute to the state of Missouri down here, whereas it feels like Kansas City is trying to take over the state of Missouri.
They're trying to get credibility by calling themselves Kansas City.
Yes,
yeah, typical. The fact that that happened, this is the one that I do think that there are I'm torn as to whether it's a good thing or a bad thing that they're going back to the scene of the crime,
mm-hmm.
where the city of Kansas City injured Tank Dell.
Yes.
But
not his own teammate, the city of Kansas City.
Yeah. Yeah, the city of Kansas City basically willed that upon Tank Dell.
Correct. Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You had talked before the show about the contraption they dragged him off the field in. You were not a fan of that.
Yeah, I don't like the fact that they used like a MASH unit ambulance to take him off the field. I don't know what the hell that's all about.
It was like an ambulance and an armored truck had a baby, and that's what they used to drag Tank Dell off.
It was like
the
a
field.
Tonka truck ambulance.
Yeah.
It was Tonka truck. Yeah, Tonka truck ambulance.
Yeah.
You know, back when I was a kid and I had speech impediments when I was a child. That was the last word I had to conquer was truck. I used to say truck.
And you got
which
there.
Which was my brother's nickname for me until I was like 15 years old.
the mispronounced
version
of it.
I can't imagine why I had a speech difficulties with an older brother like that. But that brought back painful memories. I got triggered, frankly.
Yeah.
They shouldn't be allowed to have that truck out there.
Because that vehicle, I'm just going to call it a vehicle, that vehicle that they dragged Tank off the field in. Yeah, man. I hate that. I hate having to even listen to that again. And that's why I hate you, Kansas City Chiefs. Number one reason, Chiefsaholic. How did he not crack the top five the last time we talked? I don't think he did. Chiefsaholic, for those of you who don't know, is a Chiefs fan who you've probably seen at several games over the last many, many years, wearing a Wolf's mask, wearing a Chiefs jersey, and his real name in real life is not Chiefsaholic. That would be amazing if it was. It's Javier Babadar. And for those who don't know the story, he basically has spent the last few years robbing banks coast to coast to get money so he can travel to go watch the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
And the jig was finally up for him. He was finally caught recently. He's doing 17 years in jail. There's still individual states that are going after him for some of these incidents. Like, the feds are the ones who got him. The state of Oklahoma is still like, hey, man, we ain't done with you yet.
It sounds like one of these things where we're going to end up cumulatively spending more money just sending him to various states to be tried for these crimes than he actually stole from the banks themselves.
Yes, your tax dollars hard at work. Yeah, thanks a lot.
Just a drain on society again, Missouri.
Yeah, so whereas your super fan is somebody who goes around stealing money from banks so he can selfishly go on these trips, we have Ultimate Texan, who is just... who you could hire to go to kids' birthday parties if you wanted to. Like, we have Debbie the Texan, who couldn't be a nicer person. You know, we've got all the Texans. We have Larry and Stafford, who can get riled up, but at his core is a very, very good person. He's not going around robbing banks to go to Texan games.
I'm surprised he only got 17 years. Did he not have a weapon? It wasn't armed robbery. Did he just go in with a note or something?
I don't have all the deets on it. I don't know.
It feels like, because armed robbery, man, it's a... For one, robbing a bank is a really dumb thing to do these days, especially. Yeah. But armed robbery in general is like the dumbest. You rob a convenience store for a few hundred dollars and you end up getting 25 years to life.
Stupid.
Because it's armed robberies. But not to be unexpected from a Chiefs fan.
Yep. All right. Text in your reasons to hate the Chiefs. We'll continue to mix them in. Top of the hour, we are going to exercise all of the Kansas City demons. That's the only thing we need to get done here is exercise those demons. And then the Texans are off to Kansas City. We'll do that at 9 o'clock. But up next, a surprising reaction by a Jets streaming show about interviewing Bobby Slowick for their head coaching position. And Ime Udoka, pretty funny incident or episode, I would say, with him and Russell Westbrook. We'll get to that as well. Coming up next, stay there.